Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Podcast 116.
Penises!
Shut up. You're so stupid. 116 with Georgia and Isla. And we Zoom cam to keep Halston safe. So they're in their individual bedrooms and I'm in the man cave talking about the quarantine and the movie marathon and the poor eating habits and school from home and probably the same stuff your family's going through. So I thought it was a good conversation. I like having conversations with my kids. They're good kids. So I hope you enjoyed this episode 116. And thanks everybody who's been buying my Wife of the Party camper mugs. They're like flying off the shelf. I was so excited. This whole week they've been selling like crazy. So thank you. I think they're really great mugs. And you know, here's a tip. If you fill them with hot water before you put the hot beverage in them, they stay hot longer, like a thermos. So thanks for buying my Wife of the Party mug. And thanks for coming back every week. I hope everybody's safe and well and keeping themselves entertained so that they can keep themselves out of low thoughts. This will end at some point, so let's all stay positive. Thank you guys very much.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
So, thanks guys for podcasting with me. Should we call it a Zoomcast?
I don't know.
A Wife of the Party Zoomcast?
What up?
So now, a what up? You guys are each in your own room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you spent a lot of time in your own room lately?
I haven't gotten out of the house in 5 weeks.
For a while, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I walked Izzy today.
Yes, you did.
That's
Thank
the only
you.
Time.
So how's the quarantine going for you?
I don't like homework.
You don't like homework? Well, that's no different than regular school day.
No, it's worse.
It's worse?
Yeah, because then you have to do all the internet stuff.
Yeah, you think it's harder to homeschool than it is to go to school?
Yeah, because what they do is they give you so much work. They give you a bigger amount of work because they think, well, you're not in school, so we're just going to give you all this. And then it takes up more time. And you end up finishing homework the same time you do on a normal day, but you start earlier, so you're doing it for longer.
So you feel like when you're at school, I know for you, Georgia, you're in class for an hour and a half, and then you have a 20-minute break, and then an hour and a half, and then you have a lunch, and then an hour and a half, and then you have a 20-minute break, and then an hour and a half, right? Isn't that how your day goes?
Yeah.
But it's not like that at home?
No, because, well, it's kind of harder to, it's harder to go by a schedule at home because you're in your room, mm-hmm. and, when you're at school, you're not, when you're at school, it's different than when you're at home because when you're in your room, there's more stuff to distract you.
Mm.
And it's not a phone or anything. It's just the things on your desk or something like that. And then it's harder to go, okay, well, I just work for an hour and then take a 20-minute break because you end up working for more than an hour and then you take a break and it's a really long break.
It's longer than 20 minutes.
It's like, yeah.
Perhaps. Yeah, I know you're on spring break this week, but when you were in school last week and the week before, you literally never left your room. You were in your room all day long. And even though you're in your room a lot now on spring break, you do come out. But I was like, she's just like doing schoolwork all literally till like 6 or 7 o'clock at night. And that's got to, I mean, it's hard to go to an office and sit in one space. At least at school, you're moving from classroom to classroom with different people. Huh? And you're outside and then you're inside.
I miss all the people because we have like Zoom meetings. Mm-hmm. And we talk during the Zoom meetings. Like our teachers, some of them give us like 10 minutes in the beginning of class so we can just talk.
Well, that's cool.
But it's funny because I'm Snapchatting or I'm like texting people that I didn't usually text outside of school, but I am now because I'm not in school with them. Like there are a bunch of people that they're like people in school that you like pass by and you have like a little conversation with, but you don't like hang out with them outside of school.
Well, that's interesting.
And I'm like Snapchatting them now, which is interesting.
Why would you not hang out with them outside of school? Are they not?
Well, it's just like I don't know. The way my school works is because we're really small. Everyone's friends with everyone, but you're closer with a group of people.
Right.
But like I'm really close with like a group of people. And then there's like a bigger group of people who I see in school and I like have little conversations with or I hang out and I have fun with them at school. But they're not people that I'd go hang out with outside of school. They're just people I have, because it's just, we're not as close.
Right, right.
Close friends.
So the quarantine has diversified the people you're close to?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. That's really cool. And you've been talking to the neighborhood kids. Well, you talk to them all the time anyway, but you have been talking to them a lot too.
Yeah.
Right. What about you, Isla? What about you? School? You rather be in school?
Yeah, because this is my last year, and uh-huh. I don't get to see any of my friends.
You may need to get closer to the microphone. I have a hard time hearing you.
Oh.
Okay. I think you may be slumped back too far from the microphone. That's but better.
Like, it's really hard because, like, I have a lot of friends at school that I just don't, like, have their phone numbers, so I can't talk to them ever again.
There's no directory on your school portal that has everybody's email, so you could email somebody and go, hey, friend, how about your phone number? No? Well, that's not cool. I know you're in eighth grade, so the way it's looking now, you're not going to get to graduate, like walk, like have the ceremony of graduation. And some of these kids... What's that, Georgia?
We have a graduation prayer at home.
Oh, yeah, we could totally. But the difference is, you know, like when you graduated Georgia, you were a group, one of five girls in a group, and all five of you went to five different high schools. So you had the opportunity to kind of say goodbye, sort of, on a day-to-day basis. And Isla's not going to get that. She doesn't know anybody. She knows one person that's going to her high school. So all these friends that she's made over the last 3 years are going to go to all these different schools. And if she doesn't already have their phone number, she may not ever know how to find them again. I guess you could find them on Instagram or however you kids hook up these days. But that stinks. I feel for you, Isla.
I can't say goodbye to my teachers because I have a favorite teacher. I can't say goodbye.
Yeah, you have some favorite teachers, huh?
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Well, what about the schoolwork itself? Has it been easier or harder or more or less or stressful or not?
For yearbook, we're going to have to like recruit yearbook people
mm-hmm.
online.
Mm.
And I don't know how that's going to work. Like maybe she'll, I don't know.
Because your yearbook teacher treats yearbook staff like a job, right? So you have to interview people, right? Yeah. How are you going to do that? I guess you'll have to do it with Zoom.
Yeah. Like last year when we did it, we were just in like groups of two and we'd just interview them. And then they'd just like walk around the room and the two of us would like just grade them on how they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that worked really well, but I don't know how we're going to do it.
Who are your favorite teachers that you're going to be bummed not get to say goodbye to?
Mr. Rosenblum and Miss Hermes.
Yeah.
And Miss Bukic.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a bummer.
Isla, something you can do with your friends. We have it for like most of our classes. We have a shared Google Doc with everyone's email on it, and we text on the Google Doc.
That's cool.
Do that if you have their email.
Oh, Google Doc, Georgia.
What did you thought I said?
I thought you were talking about the email.
Something else. Oh boy, something probably not okay to talk about.
Yeah, Gaga.
So, how is sleep going for you during quarantine? Anybody sleeping late?
Yes.
No.
Anybody staying up late?
I get a FaceTime call from my friend every night at 2:30 in the morning.
Who?
Lola.
Lola calls you at 2:30 in the morning?
No, she doesn't call me. She texts me, "Are you awake?" And I usually am.
What is she doing awake at 2:30? What are you doing awake at 2:30 in the morning?
Last night.
Why are you sleeping until noon?
I got yogurt.
You got yogurt last night at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, I heard her.
I really wanted yogurt, so I had to go get yogurt. And then Lola made herself a quesadilla.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of fun.
You know what I find really fascinating? You guys may not find this fascinating, but I do. Being a parent, I do study parenting and child development from time to time, because as I've been told by my youngest child over the past week or so, I am a nerd.
You are a nerd.
I am a big nerd dork. That's what I've been told repeatedly by Isla Kreischer, since I am her school teacher now, which is not my favorite job. But something I read a while back about developing teenagers is that biologically, their sleep patterns change at this age, and they naturally, just biologically, stay up later, which is a conflict with going to school, because you have to get up so early to go to school. So if you were to get the right amount of sleep every night, you'd have to go to bed at 9 o'clock to be able to get enough sleep to get up in time to go to school. So
I can do that.
I think that what's happened is you've gotten to get into your natural biological rhythm of sleep, and you guys are a lot happier.
What is
that? Are you chatting with each other while I'm talking?
I look on me a dork.
You call me a nerd.
Well, stop chatting with each other until we're done. Chat with me.
Okay, I heard you. Normal sleep patterns.
That's all you heard was normal sleep patterns?
I heard you have to get into your normal sleep way, and then Isla and I seem much happier.
That's not at all what I said.
This is.
Not normal, like your biological, your body is wired is to stay up later and sleep later, which is what you're doing now. You're staying up really late and sleeping really late. And yeah. I've noticed both of you will do things I ask you to do a lot easier. You're getting along with each other really, really well. There's no short-tempered. There's no low patience level. You know, in the past, we were also overscheduled and running all over the place, and softball and piano and this and that and Girl Scouts, that you guys were really impatient with each other, like no patience, no tolerance at all. And I find that that has really reduced. Hey, guys, seriously.
Okay, our patience is bigger. Or not, yep. We have more patience.
Please stop texting each other, seriously. Okay?
I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay, let's stop so we can have a conversation. The people who are watching and listening want to hear what you have to say, and they can't read your text messages. I don't care that you're texting each other, except that it's on this podcast. And it's not very entertaining for the people watching.
Okay.
Makes sense? I know. The nerd has spoken.
Wisdom of the nerd.
So do you think that may be true, that your sleep habits are more natural to what you feel like doing, and then it makes you happier, easier to get along with? What do you think?
Yeah, because I don't like going to bed at 10 and then waking up at 6.
I know.
I do like going to bed later and waking up later.
You do?
Yeah, because it's not forced.
Right. It's more natural, right?
Normal, and it's natural.
Yeah.
I'm forced to wake up at 8 fuck.
Oh, shut up.
Well, Georgia will be next week when she goes back to school. She's just still on spring break. Turkey sandwich. So what do you think about, Isla, PE from home? How's that working out for you?
I haven't been doing it.
Yeah.
I walk the dogs.
No, you don't.
I walked 2 miles once.
Once, like 3 weeks ago.
Be quiet, Mom.
One complaint I have one complaint about quarantine. That is the infrequency of bathing with my two children.
Okay, Mom.
I bathe.
You bathe when? At 2 o'clock in the morning?
I bathe.
I do not witness bathing on any kind of regular basis.
You're not allowed to watch.
I don't bathe.
Well, I'm not going to watch, but I do the laundry. And so there's not a lot of clothes in the laundry from either one of you, which means you're not changing clothes. I hope you're not bathing and putting your dirty clothes back on.
No.
Okay. So then you're not bathing.
I'm bathing.
I'm not bathing.
Are you bathing underneath your dirty clothes?
I just hide them.
You do not. You are not bathing regularly. And I'm that's bathing. Kind of... What?
Not bathing.
I know. I know you're not bathing.
I can hear you from the other room.
I can hear you too.
Well, maybe you guys should close your doors.
My door is closed.
Dingle hoppers.
My door isn't closed.
So, okay. We'll let Isla close your door. So we've been watching movies every night, right? Every single night.
My friends are doing the same thing. Their family is...
Who is?
My friends.
Oh, all your friends are doing the same thing.
Talk about how their families like watch movies every night.
I think that's awesome, right?
I do too.
Have you liked it?
I like it because we're watching good movies and not stupid ones.
So what's been some movies that you've really enjoyed?
This is the End.
This is the End? Yeah. Some of that was not exactly age appropriate.
I liked it.
Gosh, I liked it.
But it's really fun.
I liked Gaga, help me. I'm Gaga.
We watched Tropic Thunder. Did you like that?
Yes, I liked Tropic Thunder.
That was
funny.
That's a funny movie, right?
Mm-hmm. What was the movie we watched with the woman and the blind guy?
Oh, Places in the Heart.
Yeah, I liked that movie. It was good.
Why did you say it was sad?
Well, I thought, because I always cried when I watched it. But so maybe I just associated it with sad. It's not a sad movie. It's very inspirational. Did you like it, Isla?
I liked it.
It's good, right?
Yeah, I liked the little girl in it.
She was cute. Possum.
Yeah,
possum. Possum. We watched Rain Man. What did you think about Rain Man?
I liked Rain Man. Okay, but the ending is disappointing.
Yeah, you were disappointed.
We watched The Truman Show, and I really liked it.
I
had to watch it for English.
That was disappointing also.
You were disappointed with The Truman Show?
She wanted to see the guy and the girl get together.
I wanted to see them. It didn't happen.
We watched Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Love Actually. Actually. Love Actually? Remember, we just watched that the other night. It was a romantic comedy with a lot of characters in it. With Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy.
And Isla and I watched the 6-hour Pride and Prejudice miniseries. How'd you like that, Isla?
I'm still recovering from it.
It's really good, isn't it?
When they were watching it, when you guys were watching it, I was sitting in my room and I don't remember what I was doing. But I was just sitting there, and I just heard Isla screeching, and I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know you started watching a movie, and I walked in, and I was like, Isla, are you okay? She goes, Mr. Darcy, and I was like,
okay.
And she kept screaming, and then at the very, very end of the miniseries, it was just her yelling for like 10 minutes. And then she came in my room, punched my door open, screamed, and then closed it. And then I didn't see her for like half an hour.
It was pretty good mini series, right? Pretty good. Yeah. So we've been watching movies every night for a month, and we've only talked about like five. What else have we watched? I've kind of forgotten. Charlie's Angels, the new one.
Pufala. The one with war. Pufala.
1917?
No. Yes, I like that. But the
Platoon.
Platoon.
Pufala.
We didn't watch. We watched the last 20 minutes of Platoon. That doesn't count as watching the movie. So we have to watch Platoon. We decided last week we would print out all the winners of Best Picture in the Academy Award and see if we could watch some of those, just to give us some ideas, right?
Yeah, so, I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but no one likes that idea.
Well, we just watched it the other day. I don't know where you were.
You left.
We watched it again. There's a couple of Tarantino movies. You guys should watch Kill Bill. Oh, I love Kill Bill.
We watched Kill Bill.
You did? Oh, you and I did. That's right. It's a good movie, right?
It was the blonde chick.
Yeah.
I watched it.
You were with us?
Yes. She like dug herself out of grave.
Yeah. Good movie, right? Did you watch Kill Bill 2?
No.
Yes.
I didn't watch it.
There we go.
Can I watch it?
Yeah. We could watch Kill Bill 1 and 2.
No, did I?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know. So that's been fun. So do you think that your eating habits / nutrition has improved or gotten worse since we've been in quarantine? Worse?
No comment.
No. Isla eats a lot of pizza.
Because like the food we're eating is fine. I just like, because Isla and I wake up so late, we skip breakfast and then we're eating lunch and dinner. So we're only eating like two meals, but that's fine. And then I'm like, somebody ate the entire, we bought Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
Two people in the house finished them within a day. And I had two. I had two Oreos, and Isla and Dad had the rest of them. And then they started yelling at Mom for not buying the right kind of Oreos. Mom got really defensive. She was like, well, at least I buy the Oreos. And Dad said, well, don't buy the right ones. And then she's like, fine, I won't buy them anymore. He goes, fine. And then he came home with double stuffed Oreos, and then they were gone within like an hour.
Now, you guys have a problem with the Oreos.
Oreos,
Kool-Aid, and the Oreos.
Kool-Aid. Here's a dad story, right? So Dad does not want us to leave for anything, right? We can't see anybody, can't talk to anybody. I'm the only person that can go to the store. So if we need to go to the drugstore, I go to the drugstore. If we need to go to the grocery store, I go to the grocery store. But I was going to go get stuff at Target for your Easter baskets, right? I was like, let me go to Target and get Easter baskets. He was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I said, okay, well, then I'm going to go online and buy stuff at Target, and you can just pull up and they will put what you bought in the trunk of your car. You don't even get out. Nope. Then he ran out of Kool-Aid.
Oh, and then
he ran out of Kool-Aid, and he was like, you got to get me some Kool-Aid. I was like, well, they don't sell this particular type of Kool-Aid at our grocery store. They only sell it at the Dollar Tree. Fine. You're going to need to go to the Dollar Tree. So he wouldn't let me go to Target. But I went to the Dollar Tree to get him Kool-Aid packets. He is a complicated and very simple human being at the same time. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah.
How's it been having Dad home in quarantine?
He's
sandwiches.
Every single night, he's like, I need something to look forward to.
Oh my God. Stop. Okay.
He does that exactly.
He was explaining it last night. He was like, you know, I'm forming new habits. Every single day, he asks either me. He asks me the most of the time. He starts going like this. I need something to look forward to.
Like this.
And I'm like, okay, I don't know what to tell you. He goes, I need like a movie. I need something. What do I need? And I was like, I don't know. What do you need? And it starts around like 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then it continues on until we decide what to have for dinner. And then between that like, good hour, he's constantly like coming in the hallway and like wanting me and I to go do stuff, and he's like, guys, let's all decide what we want for dinner. We go in the kitchen and we stand there for 2 seconds while he decides, and then we go back in our room and we've done nothing.
Oh,
it's like constantly needing me and Isla. Because he's always with you. And then he just stands in our hallway and he's like, girls, come out and help me do something.
And it's been very helpful for me because he always needs me. So now I get to share that with the two of you. Super awesome. I love it because I get a break.
And then when we're like, when we're in the kitchen and he's eating at the table, he's like, can you make me a water? And I'm not going in there to make him a water. So I say no. And then he's like, come on. Can you make me water? And I'm like, because he likes his waters in those like giant glasses with crushed ice and Kool-Aid and water. And I don't want, it's too much work.
It's a 15-minute commitment to get him a glass of water.
Yeah, like if you make him happy.
It doesn't have enough ice, or it doesn't have enough Kool-Aid, or it doesn't have enough blah, or it's not the right cup. I can never do anything right, so I just don't do it. Do you guys feel that way ever?
Yeah, so Isla and I just faint.
But Isla's just like her dad, because she'll go, hey, how about you make me some water?
Yeah, and she goes, like, yeah. And I'm like, uh-huh. And then he's like, hey, stop.
Isla just has an addiction to ice cream.
She might. Sprinkles. Although you are toe-to-toe with her, Georgia. You're eating ice cream every day, too.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
Every day. It's because Isla's a bad influence.
Is she? Isla, do you feel like your eating habits are better, worse, the same?
I thought we moved on from this. I think they're better.
They're not better. Because I would pack you healthy lunches, although toward the end of before quarantine, you stopped eating them if they were healthy. You would only eat junk food lunches. And I'd come back and you'd be a nasty, nasty human being when I would pick you up and I'd get home and open your lunchbox and it would be completely full. And you were nasty because you hadn't eaten all day. And the only thing you would eat was like corn dogs or pizza.
I have a defense.
Oh, really? Let me hear it.
And towards the end of the year, I was drugged into the yearbook room.
You can't eat in the yearbook room?
No, there's computers, Mom!
Come on. You are denied lunch to sit in the yearbook room.
Yes, because we were really behind.
Oh, you had to work on yearbook.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't imagine your teacher went, yeah, you can't eat lunch because you have to work on the yearbook.
Well, we had a choice and I just chose not to.
So you willingly chose. To be a jerk every day when I picked you up from school. Willingly, you know what? I'm going to choose low blood sugar.
Isla.
You're a stinker.
You make me giggle.
I do. So how has it been having me as your teacher? You can be honest.
Georgia says I'm not nice, but I think I'm nice.
Well, sometimes you're nice and sometimes you're difficult.
I'm not.
Sometimes you just, you know what? Here's an interesting thing I learned about you, which I think is something really valuable. You thrive in a group setting. You do really great in a group setting. So if we're in the Girl Scout troop and we say, okay, everybody is going to make this individual thing. You're all going to write a beautiful card for someone at the senior home. You're not into it. You don't get into that. But if we say, we're going to put you in groups of three, and the three of you together are going to work on a poster for the senior home, you are in it. You are all over it. So I think you are a collaborator by nature. You're someone who works well with a group. It doesn't have to be a big group. It can be a group of two. But I think that you work so well in a group setting that going to school really motivates you to work. But here, you're all by yourself. And so it's harder for you to get motivated because you don't have a group of your peers. That's the way I observe you in Girl Scouts, is you're someone who really enjoys working with some of the other girls in your troop, much more than you enjoy working by yourself. So I think that applies to schoolwork. And who wants to work with their mom? Nobody. Nobody wants to be like, hey, mom, let's go read about history. Nobody wants to do that. But I think that you just work so much better in a group that working from home by yourself on your own is really hard for you. So you get cranky and you get stinky and sometimes you're not nice about it. Would that be accurate?
Yeah.
Do you think you work better in a group?
Yes. I help a lot of people in my class out. Like after I do the work by myself first, and then I go over to like a bunch of groups and I help them.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that because then I get to show off that I'm those.
Oh, so you like showing off?
Yeah. But yeah, I like helping other people out in class because then we get to make little conversations and it's fun.
Yeah. You're a highly social individual. And that's a great thing to know about yourself. You're never going to do good in a job where you have to sit at a desk by yourself all day. You'll never, ever be happy at that kind of job. If someone said, you can make $5 million as an accountant, but you have to sit at this desk all day by yourself every single day, I would tell you not to take that job.
I would like staple her notes to the table.
You would have to. Now, Georgia, you work both ways. You work great in a group, but you work really great by yourself. So you have both things going on for you. It's not a weakness that you can only work one way. What's that?
You get the best of both worlds.
Right?
In Montana.
She's got business in the front, party in the back, right? You don't know what that is. It's a mullet reference.
I know what a mullet is.
So, I mean, Georgia can do both. She can work singularly and she can work as a group. I think she prefers to work as a group. Would that be accurate? Like yeah. You're on it depends the softball on the team group. And depends on the team.
It depends on the group.
Well, I think that's true for everybody. I don't want to work in a group of people that I don't like.
I mean, I'll work in a group of people I don't like.
What's that?
I'll work in a group with people I don't like.
I know, because you are all about the group. A group, any group. I'll take a group. Just give me a group.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm more like Georgia. I'm like, who's in the group?
Yeah. If it's people I don't want in the group, then I'll just work by myself.
That's the way I was too, growing up. I'm cool by myself, unless I like the people in the group.
Anything.
I think this quarantine has been an amazing opportunity for us to spend a lot of really great time together that we would never in our whole lives at this age that you're at be able to spend. And I think that's been a real gift. Not that I'm happy or glad that this coronavirus is spreading all over the world, but to look at it glass half full, it's given us a great opportunity to get closer as a family, especially because Dad is never home this much in your whole life. He's never been home this much. And I think that's pretty cool. What do you think about that?
I think that's cool.
You do?
I don't like quarantine at all.
Well, here's the negative, which I completely understand. You guys do not get to see your friends. And at this age, your friends are so important to you. They were to me. They were more important than my family at this age. So I get it. That part of it really, really stinks. I know you guys miss your friends. But there's nothing we can do about that. That's not mom and dad's fault. That's nobody's fault. It just is what it is. So if we're living under that context, I think we've made the best of it, sort of.
My friend FaceTimed her boyfriend for 48 hours.
What? Did she stay awake for 48? Who is this person?
No, she they went to sleep. They were FaceTiming at night and then they went to sleep and woke up and realized they never hung up the FaceTime. So they're like, okay, let's see how long we can make it last. And then 48 hours later, she was texting us through the whole thing. She was like, it's been 27 hours and 36 hours.
Who is this person?
Jules.
Jules has a boyfriend? No way.
From Canada and he's a hockey player.
Oh, I'm not surprised at that.
Just saying, I had a sleepover FaceTime.
A FaceTime sleepover.
We had a fancy dinner.
You did? Yeah. Tell me about that, Isla.
Me, Lily, and Dakota, we felt very, lonely,
disconnected.
Yes. Betrayed. We decided we were gonna watch a movie, and we watched The Room, which was really good. But and then after that, or before that, we had a fancy dinner, and I had steak.
So what do you mean you had a fancy dinner? Like you each made a nice dinner?
No. But we all dressed up fancy. We all put a table out in our room and put fancy candle. It's a candlelight dinner, Mom. Candlelight. And we all, then after, we all got into our bedroom sleep chambers and slept.
After the movie?
Yes, and then you caught me talking at like 3 a.m.
I did, and I made you hang up. I'm such the nerd. Buzzkill nerd. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a cool thing to do, though. You had a fancy dinner on FaceTime. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That was one good way to make you feel still connected, right?
Yeah, it was fun.
I think some people are all going on Netflix and like pushing play at the same time and watching a movie together on FaceTime, right?
No, it's a Netflix like house party thing.
Oh.
Where it's all connected to one screen. The person that makes the host of the party, everyone else like joins, and then that one person controls, and then.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that's the way that worked. That's really cool.
You can also, there's a thing that my friends and I have, Game Pigeon, and you can play Crazy 8 on it. And so my friends and I are like playing Crazy 8, and it's like this big round of 8 people. And you just play on your phone. And then on like my computer, we're Zoom calling. So we're talking while we're playing Crazy 8.
That's cool. I didn't know you were doing that. Weren't you playing Uno like that one day?
It's the same thing.
Oh, okay. That's really cool. What else are you guys doing?
I watched Sharkboy and Lava Girl with my friend on FaceTime.
That's cool.
We've the longest we've ever like FaceTime before was like I think 10 hours.
Or oh my god.
12.
Oh my god. So what is the worst part about this quarantine?
Just not being able to leave.
I mean, I'm fine staying at home.
I'm not. I'm a social butterfly.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You were never home before this quarantine. I thought you'd practically moved out. Like you just basically changed clothes and showered and slept from time to time here. I felt like you were never home.
Yeah. I just miss all my friends. And I like, it's nice knowing that you don't have anything to do, but like at the same time you want stuff to do because you've not been doing anything for like a month.
Yeah. So how much longer do you think this is going to last?
A while. Like at least until like June 20th.
You think so?
No, I think it'll be over by like May.
So Georgia?
I'm not really sure.
Guess what Dad put in my Easter egg?
Rocks.
You put rocks in your Easter egg?
Two rocks, Mom.
Why?
I don't know. It's so mean. Why couldn't Georgia get it?
Did you not get two rocks, Georgia? Oh, my God.
What?
He's a goofball. So Easter was kind of fun, right? Every single year. For your whole lives, I think. Well, since we've lived here, since Isla was about 4, we've had a huge Easter egg hunt. Huge Easter egg hunt. We're hiding like 150 eggs or something like that. And there's a big prize table. And this is the first year we didn't have Easter. It was kind of weird, wasn't it? I mean, we had a nice dinner and we hid eggs inside our house. And you still got Easter bunny baskets since I was finally allowed to go to the Dollar Tree. What did you think about Easter?
I liked it because like we didn't have to like prepare ourselves for the people.
Yeah.
And it was calm and I liked it.
Yeah. What about you, George?
It was different, but I like when we have a lot of people over for an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, I do too. I was kind of bummed. Mm-hmm. I was kind of bummed. Does anything about this coronavirus worry you guys?
Well, not really. Just like, it doesn't worry me like that I'm gonna get sick that much, because like all the people that like get sick are like older, mm-hmm. and like the ones that get really bad and sometimes like die are older, mm-hmm. and I don't think any kids have died. Well, I bet some have from like problems, but I don't think any. Anyone like our age has really like gotten that sick.
So nothing worries you about this?
Well, the dog thing, because I don't want Priscilla to get it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Georgia, anything worry you about this virus?
I mean, a little bit. Just because, like, I'm just worried for all, like, I have a bunch of friends who have pre-existing conditions. Like, I have a friend at school with diabetes, and mm-hmm. I have a friend who has Crohn's and all this stuff. So I'm worried about those people because I know they're, like, more prone to it. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about that. And I'm also worried that it's going to last a lot. Like, I'm worried that people aren't really taking it seriously and are still hanging out, and that's why it's, like, spreading. And I'm like, okay, if you could just stay home, it'd be over quick. And then you'd be able to hang out with your friends later.
So right.
I'm just worried that more people are going to take it less seriously as it moves on, and then we're going to be in quarantine for longer.
Yeah. Well, that's the hard thing, is we're not really sure how to, or not we, but our government and the experts aren't really sure how to, you know, like reboot, because being quarantined helps slow the spread, but it doesn't prevent the spread, right? It just helps slow it down. And the reason for slowing it down is not to overwhelm the medical field. So if everybody got this disease, it's so contagious. If everybody got it all at once, not everybody could get care if they needed care. But basically, from what I understand, like 60 to 70% of the population will have to get it before we really are okay. And that's definitely not happening because we're quarantining. So it's a weird thing. I don't know how long this will last. It'll last until they come up with some different plan. It's a weird place to be. I am no expert, so don't quote me on any of that. But from what I understand, we're just in a weird place. So yeah. We have to just keep being patient with each other and with the system. I worry about Nana and Papa and Papa Jay.
Yeah.
I worry about them because, I mean, Papa Jay has no health issues. He has no high blood pressure, no high cholesterol, he's not overweight. He doesn't have heart problem. He doesn't have any problems. He's very, very healthy, but he's still 72. Nana and Papa have a few other, like, high blood pressure, that kind of stuff. So I worry about them. They're doing a great job quarantining, but I don't want anything to happen to them. So that's my only worry. Or Aunt Carol, or my Uncle Steve, or Uncle Jerry and Loretta, or Aunt Judy. You know, everybody in that age group kind of worries me. I think anybody in our age group, in my age group, or in your age group that doesn't have some pre-existing condition would probably make it through. It would be horrible. You know, it's not fun to be sick, but it's survivable, which is different. So that's the only thing that worries me.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think that there's going to be like a vaccine for this?
That's what they're working on. Yes. Just like the flu shot. I think they're working on something like that.
Mm-hmm. So if you haven't already had it.
What's that?
Like if you haven't already had it.
That's right. When you have it, your body builds up an antibody so that you don't get it again. But if you haven't had it and you have a vaccine, But, you know, just because you get the flu shot doesn't mean you don't get the flu. It just means it makes it less likely, and it makes the symptoms less severe for a lot of people because you've been exposed to the virus through the vaccine. Okay. So I think it just, I think they're working on it, but this came so hard and fast that it, you know, something like a vaccine takes a little time to develop, and it has to be tested to make sure there's no crazy and or permanent side effects to it. Because what if they said, we can cure you the coronavirus, but a baby arm will grow out of your forehead? Well, it's popular. So we wouldn't want, you know, like you'll all of a sudden have a third eyeball. You know, we don't want that. So they have to not only develop it, but they have to test it to make sure it's safe. So that's going to take some time.
But mom, like, yeah. Wasn't it when like John Adams, like in that era, wasn't there like a big sickness going around, like the measles or pox or something?
Probably.
I saw it on like a documentary. They'd like have to like put like a part of that virus in the person, and they'd just like have the sickness, and then they'd be over with it and have like no more.
Yes.
Like that. Wouldn't that just work?
Well, I think, I'm not sure, but I think that's what they're talking about called like herd immunity. That means they kind of expose the whole herd of humans and let it run through the whole human race. And at the end of the day, some people will die from that. I think that is a theory that people have of a way of getting our society kind of back on its feet, is to just expose everybody and then see who makes it. But that seems pretty extreme and severe. So I don't know. I think that's probably part of what will end up happening, but maybe not all of what will end up happening. We'll also have some technology that helps us. We'll also have some testing that helps us. And at some point we'll also have some vaccines. So I think it's going to be a combination. I think some people will be able to go back to normal before others. So I think people in the high risk category may take them a lot longer to go back to normal. I think what we're trying to do is to get people back to work so that they can work and support their family as soon as we can. I think that's probably a good plan. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that plan.
I like that plan too. So, what are we going to watch tonight? What movie are we watching tonight? What did we watch last night?
We watched Rain Man.
No, that wasn't last night.
That was last night.
It was?
No.
Oh, we watched Goonies.
Goonies?
We watched Goonies last night.
I like that movie.
And we watched Jumanji the night before, the second Jumanji. So that'll be fun, right?
Didn't I fall asleep?
You fell asleep in one.
You and Mom both fall asleep in every movie we watch, and then Dad's on his phone or he's gone. So I'm sitting there by myself watching a movie because everybody else is asleep or missing.
I did not fall asleep last night. I did fall asleep in Jumanji. No, I didn't. I
fell asleep in Jumanji.
I fell asleep in Jumanji.
And then I woke up at 2 a.m. and then went back.
I know. I heard Isla woke up at 2 and then like got really confused and moved back to her bed.
She did.
Yeah, I was like,
like, what's happening? Because I just heard her ladder.
So let's say that the governor said, okay, this is lifted. You can do whatever you want. What is the first thing you'll do, Georgia?
Go to Gabby's house.
Go to Gabby's house? Yeah, just hang out all day.
I'd probably go to her house. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, walk around.
Oh, doesn't that sound great? Isla, what's the first thing you would do?
Well, I think personally, I would start off going to a trampoline park.
Oh, really?
Invite everyone I know.
And yeah.
Then, after that, I'd have a sleepover, go to the movies, you know.
You have, like, an entire day planned out. I was just choosing Gabby's because it's the closest place I could go.
And bowling, you know. Everything good.
You're just going to do it all in one day. Yeah. So Georgia has a Sweet 16 coming up.
Oh, Georgia. I didn't know that.
But I'm wondering if we'll be in quarantine. Should we have a 16 and a half party in December?
In quarantine in my birthday?
Yeah, I think we may still be in quarantine in your birthday.
Are you kidding me? Mm-mm. That's terrible.
So I think we should plan a Sweet 16 and a half party. We definitely won't be in quarantine in December.
Okay.
What do you think about that? Or would you rather have something like in July or August?
Not July. That's Isla's month.
Yeah.
You can share your month for this 1 year.
Yes, I know.
Special circumstance. Hey, it's my 50th in August. I'll share my 50th with you, Georgia. Oh,
you won't. At least you'll be out of quarantine.
Georgia, you got to... we go to the lake house and I'm the jet ski.
I know. This is a bummer. So every year we go to my dad's lake house in Alabama, and you have to be 14 to drive the Wave Runner without an adult. And this year, Isla would be 14. And this year, I don't know if we're going to get to go to the lake house. We'll have to see. Have to see how it goes. Even though the quarantine lifts, I'm not sure they're going to go, yeah, you can just go anywhere. I don't think
they're probably going to just like, they're not going to open airports.
Airports are still open, honey. People are still flying. Yeah.
Why?
Because sometimes people have to go from place to place, I guess. I mean, there's a lot, there are not as many flights as usual, but yeah, they're still opening. They're still open.
Whose phone was that?
Not mine.
Not mine. My phone's dead.
Is it? It's also shattered. I think we should get you another phone. Okay. Anything else you guys would like to talk about being quarantined or being stuck at home or your dogs or your chickens or anything?
Yes.
What?
I think you get a new style like yours has done, Mom.
Huh?
What? Mom, you should dye your hair red. I'm just saying.
You think I should dye my hair red? Like fire engine red?
Like red.
Like bright red or like I have red hair hit red?
Like red.
Like but
you're not giving words.
I mean like the color red or like a redhead hair redhead?
No, like the red.
I love
so much clarity now. I don't know if I'd look good with red hair.
How about red
hair? I don't know. I think I'd rather wait till Romy can do it. Anything you'd like to discuss, Georgia?
No.
No, nothing? No. Well, I will say this.
Mom?
I can't think of three people I'd rather be quarantined with more than you two and your dad.
Aw, thanks.
It's been really pretty easy. I think we all kind of get along really great. And I think we are very lucky to have each other and to like each other. You know, not all families like each other. But I really like you guys. I love you, obviously. But I actually really like you. Like, I like who you are as a person and how you think and what you do. And I just get a big kick out of you. So I think it's been really special this time. I really do appreciate it. I'm not taking it for granted. I appreciate it. So thanks for being really good kid.
You're welcome.
What was that?
Nothing.
Were you pushing play on something?
No.
And thanks for podcasting me on WADP. Is that what you called it, Georgia?
Huh?
On WADP.
WADP.
Wife of the party? Who called it WADP?
WADP. Mom?
Yeah.
What about the box thing?
What box thing?
The box thing.
What box thing?
You know, like you're not supposed to open your box.
Yeah, what about it? You just wanted to bring that up just to say, hey, we're not opening boxes.
We're like putting it in the garage.
You want me to explain it? Is that what you want?
Is that what you want, Isla?
You want me to get all nerdy on you about cardboard boxes? So when you get a delivery from Amazon or Costco or Chewy or whatever box service you use, you're supposed to quarantine that box for 24 hours. So what I do is I take the box. I'm the only person allowed to touch the box because I'm the only person allowed to go out in public. I'm the only person allowed to go shopping or to Dollar Tree to get Kool-Aid. I take the box and I put it in the garage and then I wash my hands. And then 24 hours later, I can open the box because I guess what I've heard is that the virus can only live for 17 hours on cardboard. So if you wait 24, then it's for sure dead. But I've washed my hands so much that like my knuckles are splitting open.
Oh my God. My hands are so dry.
Right?
My fingers are like cracking.
I know. As we've been washing our hands and hand sanitizing, one great thing about this quarantine is we've been going over to our new house every day that has a big backyard and letting the dogs run. That's been really fun, huh?
So we don't have to walk them that much.
No, because they run like crazy over there, don't they?
Yeah, and it's fun.
It is fun. Well, I think this was a really good conversation. What do you think?
I think so.
I think I have a headache.
Why do you have a headache?
Been talking too much. I haven't been talking. I'm late.
You feel like there's too much concentration? Oh, it's so hard. Well, thank you for Zooming from your own bedroom.
You're welcome.
I love you.
We just live like in the same house. We definitely cannot just walk over to each other and go on the same Zoom call.
Well, I didn't want to put Halston at risk. I mean, we haven't really seen anybody. I don't think Halston's seen anybody, but it's kind of hard to ask somebody to come over and sit in here and do this when we're all trying to be quarantined. So, yes, we could all be in the man cave, as usual, on a mic because the three of us have been together. But I just didn't want to ask that of Halston. I don't think that's fair.
I mean, we could all be on the same Zoom call.
So we could just all huddle around each other and have a conversation?
Yeah.
I think we might need a microphone for that. We could try it next time. So you know who's going to come on tomorrow?
Who?
Zayka.
Are they coming over?
No, we're Zooming with Zayka. Zayka, Zay Zay and Kaka are Bert's sisters, Aunt Zay and Aunt Ka. So.
I just heard Bert merge.
What's that?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Zoom calling.
A Zoom call?
Yeah.
He's full of crap. He knows what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. I figured.
He does.
He does.
Did he leave?
Yeah.
He does. Okay. No, I hear he does.
What are you doing?
We're just wrapping it up, Dad.
All right, I'm coming to the man cave.
Okay.
What are you doing?
He has a really hard time being left out, guys. He wanted to be
involved
too. Yeah, he does. Uh-huh. But it's totally different when he's on. He takes over everything. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yes, he takes over everything. He's not a great listener.
He's not. He's a good talker.
He's a great talker. And he's a great person. He's a really good dad. A really good husband most of the time. But he takes over. He's bossy and he's pushy. He's patriarchy. Right?
Yes.
We're the matriarchy, baby.
What's he's that? Coming in the man cave like right now.
What'd you say?
He's coming in the man cave in 2 seconds.
I don't think so.
I hear his little footsteps.
You hear his little footsteps? I don't see him coming around the bend. Oh, should we wait?
No.
No. Okay. Well, thank you guys. I love you.
I love you too.
Meet you in the living room.
Okay.
Okay, bye.